Anytime I have to miss practice, it doesn't feel good. And to be able to come back, you know, it's just great being able to get back out here with my teammates. And, you know, these past couple of days have been pretty good. The guys have been flying around, wide receivers are making plays, and everyone seems to just be getting better.
How do you kind of measure where you are with where you want to be?
You know, I can't even measure that. You know, right now my focus is just on getting better. And the only way I'll get better is by continuing to learn from my teammates, learn from the coaching staff, and just try to become a better player.
What's been the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge is just, you know, anticipating throws. You know, in college, open was 10 feet, and now in the NFL, you know, open can be a couple inches. So just being more decisive, anticipating throws more. And I feel that I've been doing a great job learning from Matt and Kristen. And also Coach Turner, he's been teaching me, you know, just throw it on time, trust your feet, and everything will happen.
What were you able to take away from the red zone and two-minute drills that you guys were able to do today?
You know, the keys to having success in the red zone is not taking the sack, protecting the football, and converting on third down. So, you know, that was our focus coming out today, and I think the guys did a pretty good job. You know, we were able to just execute those goals and make plays.
Teddy, how fast is this stuff coming at you? Do you feel it all? Have you ever had a moment where your head was kind of spinning here, or is football just football?
You know, I can control how fast everything is going by just breathing. You know, stepping back, taking a deep breath, and just breathing. And so that's been helping me throughout this entire process of just transitioning into the NFL, just controlling your breathing, slowing things down. So, of course, the NFL is much faster than it was in college. But, you know, the guys are out here helping, you know, the teammates, our wide receivers helping me. You know, they make my job easy. The offensive line make our jobs easy back there at quarterback. So, you know, I thank those guys, you know, for being great athletes and helping the game slow down for me.
Teddy, can you talk about the veterans are talking about how you control the huddle and you walk around, put your arms around the guys. Does it feel like it's your team already?
Right now, I'm just learning from Matt. You know, Matt, he's a veteran right now, and I notice the things that he's doing to, you know, when he's in the huddle. I'm taking notes from him. Kristen also, you know, those guys have had some success. Those guys have made it to the playoffs, led teams to the playoffs. So it's very interesting to learn from those guys, learn their mental focus and their mental approach to the game rather than what they can do physically. So, you know, I've just been taking notes from those guys and, you know, trying to make myself a better teammate also.
You've got a lot of media attention around you, but you seem pretty polished talking to us. What's the secret there?
I think every quarterback seems to be media savvy, so I think it comes naturally when you're a genuine person and, you know, you've been trained well.
Not every quarterback.
Who's trained you?
This guy by the name of Tom West. He works with the PR department for the Minnesota Vikings, so he's been doing a great job helping me.
How have you assimilated into the locker room and gotten to build some relationships and get to know guys? Do you feel like you're fitting in already, or is it still a work in progress?
It's still a work in progress. Every day, you know, I enter this facility, it's a work in progress. And I'm a student of the game, so I'm trying to get better in every aspect, whether it's being a better teammate in the locker room, being a better teammate on the field, in the meeting room. So, you know, in the locker rooms, I'm taking note from guys who've been in the National Football League for years now, guys like Greg Jennings, Christian Ponder, Matt Castle, Chad Greenway. Those guys are the leaders of this team, and those guys, you know, when they say something, it means a lot. So I've just been taking notes from those guys and trying to make myself somewhat similar to those guys.
A lot of rookies deal with it, but is it tough doing all this preparation knowing that when the first game hits in this fall, you may not be playing?
It's not tough at all, because I have nothing but my best interest for the team. And I'm very excited about this team that we have here. And there's some young talent here also. As you can see, guys like Jared McKinnon, he's showing flashes. He's been doing great this far. So, you know, I'm just happy for this entire team. And, you know, if I'm not the guy, you know, I know that the coaches have the best interest for the team also. And teammates also have the best interest for the team. So, in order for me to be a better player, I have to have the best interest for the team and want nothing but the best for the team.